Chapter 8. Mystery Solved. Dupin said the last words in a very low tone and very quietly. Just as quietly, too, he walked toward the door, locked it, and put the key in his pocket. He then showed the sailor his gun and placed it gently upon the table. The sailor's face looked as if he couldn't breathe. He started to his feet and felt for his club. In the next moment, though, he fell back into his seat. He was shaking and pale with fear. He spoke not a word. I pitied him from the bottom of my heart. "My friend," said Dupin in a kind tone, "have no fear. We mean you no harm. I know perfectly well that you are innocent of the atrocities on Rue Morgue, but you cannot deny that you are in some way involved. Now the thing stands thus. You have done nothing which you could have avoided. You are not responsible for the murders. You are not even guilty of robbery. You had the chance, but did not take it. You have nothing to hide. On the other hand, you ought to confess all you know. An innocent man is in jail for a crime he did not commit, and you can free him by pointing to the murderer."
"So help me God," said the sailor after a brief pause. "I will tell you all I know about this affair, but I do not expect you to believe half of what I say. I would be a fool indeed if I did. Still, I am innocent, and I will tell you my story." What he stated was this. He had recently voyaged to Southeast Asia. He was part of a group that landed at Borneo. Once there, he and a friend had captured the orangutan. This companion died, and so the animal now belongs solely to him. After great trouble with the ferocious animal, he got it home to his own residence in Paris. There, he kept it carefully hidden. He did not want to attract any attention. He planned to keep it there until the animal recovered from a wound in the foot. He wanted to eventually sell it. On the night of the murder, he came home from a night out with friends. There, he found the animal in his bedroom. The orangutan had broken out of the closet he had been locked in, and was sitting in front of the mirror. His face was lathered, and he had a razor in his hand. Having watched his master shave through the keyhole of the closet, he was attempting it for himself. The sailor did not know what to do. He was scared seeing the razor in the hand of this ferocious animal. His habit was to use a whip to quiet the creature. He reached for the whip, but at the sight of the whip, the orangutan jumped. The orangutan ran through the door of the bedroom, down the stairs, through a window, and onto the street. The Frenchman followed, trying to catch it. The orangutan still had the razor in its hand. It would look back now and then and taunt the sailor until he nearly caught up with it. Then it would run off again. The chase continued in this manner for a long time. The streets were very quiet, as it was nearly 3 o'clock in the morning. In passing down an alley in the rear of the Rue Morgue, the orangutan noticed a light in the open window of Madame L'Espanaye's room. Rushing to the building, it saw the lightning rod. It then climbed up it with fantastic agility. It grabbed the shutter, which was thrown fully back against the wall. This allowed it to swing itself right onto the frame of the bed in the room. The whole feat took less than a minute. The sailor was relieved, but worried at the same time. He thought he might now be able to catch the orangutan, but what would it do in the house? The sailor continued to follow the ape. Being a sailor, he easily climbed up the lightning rod, but when he had arrived as high as the window, he could follow the orangutan no more. He could not reach the shutter to enter the room, but he could see the horror inside the room. This is when those horrific shrieks were heard. As the sailor looked in, the huge animal had grabbed Madame L'Espanaye by the hair. It was moving the razor around her face, acting like a barber. The daughter had fainted. The orangutan probably did not mean any harm at first, but the screams and struggles of the old lady made it mad. With one determined sweep of its strong arm, it nearly cut her head from her body. The sight of blood sent it into a rage. It grabbed the body of the girl and wrapped its hands around her throat, not letting go until she was dead. Then the animal saw its master in the window. The anger of the animal, which no doubt now thought of the whip, was instantly converted into fear. Knowing it deserved punishment, it wanted to hide its bloody deeds. It went around the room, destroying all in its path. Finally, it took the girl's body and thrust it up the chimney. Then it took that of the old lady and threw it out the window. As the orangutan approached the window with the mutilated body, the sailor slid down the rod and ran home. Afraid of what might happen, he gladly abandoned the orangutan. The voices heard by the party on the stairs were the Frenchman's shouts of horror along with the noises made by the orangutan. The orangutan must have escaped from the room just before the door was broken down. It would have gone through the window and closed the window behind it. Then the orangutan must have gone down the lightning rod and escaped without being noticed. Dupin and I went to the police station and told the chief of police what Dupin had figured out. The chief, though he liked Dupin, could hardly hide his annoyance. It was embarrassing to him that a layman had figured out what he could not. He made a sarcastic remark, implying that people should not stick their noses into other people's affairs. "Let him talk," said Dupin. "I am satisfied that I defeated him in his own castle. Nevertheless, it is no wonder that he failed to solve the mystery. In truth, the detective is somewhat too calculating to be profound. He is a good man, and I like him for that which his reputation is founded upon, that is, his ability to deny what is and explain what is not." Le Bon, who had been thought to be guilty of the murders, was instantly released from jail. The sailor somehow found the orangutan and sold it to the zoo. Thus, the story concludes with the dangerous animal contained and the innocent set free.